When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Playing this one, long distance dedication going out to Timothy Ramthun. He is the newest gubernatorial candidate in the great state of Wisconsin and the Trumpiest, craziest one of them all, at least to date. You never know. Someone might top this guy, but they'd have to try awfully hard.
He went full Karen on us.
Full Karen?
Yeah, he didn't like anything, so he came and gave us the full Karen. There is a weird, weird young man outside that
yeah,
is
keep
gesturing
him locked
wildly.
Out. Keep that guy locked out. Go around. Back door is good enough for you, sir.
Wow.
Let me throw out this Ramthun story. State Rep Timothy Ramthun entered the race for governor Saturday, and Sharon Crudy is going to have an entertaining political season. I mean, I am gleeful about this.
I want him to stay in as long as possible.
The Campbell Sport brings all the way to the finish. The Campbell Sport Republican brought election conspiracy theorist Mike Lindell to a high school auditorium to make his pitch to voters, an argument that relies on the impossible and a legal endeavor of revoking Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes to President Joe Biden. That's a campaign promise I'd like to see him keep.
Good luck with that.
His came. The next line's cracking me up. His campaign was born out of ostracization. Easy for me to say on a Monday. Have you ever been bullied into running for something before?
He was bullied into running?
Well, don't you think so? Ramthun told a packed high school auditorium a last resort after his Republican colleagues in the Wisconsin State Capitol rebuffed his repeated calls to overturn the last presidential election. If you won't illegally and without reality overturn the last election, then I'm going to run for governor, damn it. What a logical plan.
It makes sense if you never think about it or just, you know, basically live in the same mind as Timothy Ramthun does. He's a weird, just kind of weird vibe from that guy.
Here's his latest quote. I need to exhaust all options to address the November 2020 election. Aren't you running for November 2022? I mean, shouldn't you concentrate on this year's midterms?
How many dozens of people responded?
I'm not sure. Ramthun said from a lectern decorated with red, yellow, and white logo of Kewaskum High School, where Ramthun played basketball about four decades ago.
Talking about
glory days. If I ever run for governor again.
Picture dumb Hoosiers.
I'm going back to where I sat on the end of the high school basketball bench, and I'm making the announcement for my former high school gymnasium.
Great. Great job. I'm sure the kids loved it.
Here is his, you know, this is pretty tight, pretty solid. I mean, it's as a guy who does a little marketing around here, it's the right person in the right role at the right time. It's Tim time.
Oh, it's Tim time.
It's Tim time.
Tim. Tim.
Ramthun enters the Republican primary for governor as the second campaign focused on ousting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That's also going to make it very interesting. Robin Voss is the most powerful Republican, probably in the state of Wisconsin, maybe excepting U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. He's got sort of his own conspiracy niche, but that's sort of a swampy D.C. thing. Here in the state of Wisconsin, it's really just Robin Voss. And two candidates now for governor are running on a platform to get rid of Robin Voss, to get rid of the Republican establishment. Because they don't see it the way Ramthun and apparently, Nicholson see it?
Which is funny because he's getting it from both sides because is the enemy of my enemy my friend? We're after him because he's too crazy and they're like, you're not crazy enough.
Ramthun enters the Republican primary for governor as the second campaign focused on ousting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, whose decision to remove a full-time staff member from Ramthun's legislative office over false election claims engendered statewide support for the Fond du Lac County lawmaker and his staffer who received a standing ovation Saturday.
All Big dozen cheers. People.
Supporters flashed signs that read, decertify now on one side and toss Voss on the other.
What is happening?
Toss Voss. Hey, maybe the crowd came out for Mike Lindell.
And sure.
This scene was a marathon. I don't know how long the Super Bowl went with that extended halftime show. The Rantham kickoff. 3-hour rally.
What?
I mean, Gilligan and the crew only were on a 3-hour cruise, right?
And that was to get, half of that was getting out to the place where you're going to go see stuff.
Lindell kicked off the 3-hour rally. Talking about compelling. I mean, I do 3 hours of radio starting today.
Skipper!
But, you know, some tune in and out. I know how it goes. Telling the hundreds of supporters from across Wisconsin, the Rantham could shift Wisconsin's electoral votes to former President Donald Trump more than a year. I mean, hell, we're in 2022 now. More than a year after the 2020 election, the event also featured a phone-in endorsement from the pardoned convicted felon Mike Flynn, who briefly served as Trump's national security advisor.
Flynn was
briefly,
there?
Well, just via phone. He will be the best governor Wisconsin ever had, said Lindell, the chief executive of MyPillow. Rantham declined to be interviewed. Why not? The crowd hollered as Lindell detailed how a review of the election was thwarted by Rantham's fellow Republicans, who control the legislature, courts, recounts, reviews, and an audit have confirmed Biden won the state. You needed Fox News to pull this off, Lindell said. They go silent. Our voices that we trusted to bring this all out were gone. Gone. Foxy News didn't do their part. Dude, you know how much fun this is going to be to watch?
This is amazing. Up close and personally? What did Mike Flynn say when he called in? Hey, Kewaskum High School, look next to you. Do you see your brother? You too could go and capture someone in Turkey with him. Anyway, look at our emails.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Tim Rantham, you're going to make it exciting up around here. Can't wait to tell you all about the Wisconsin gubernatorial primary, the Republican side, because, of course, we're supporting the goalie. He's Tony Evers. Kick saving the beauty. More Devils when we come back.
I'm serious. If you have any moral character about you, we're all in this together.
Hey, you want to get high, man?
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.